We shall now turn to the last two chapters of the history of Catharism in Occitania, those of the Crusade and the Inquisition. The chapter on the Crusade is deliberately restricted because our purpose is not, in this museum, to tell all the battles and all the sieges that marked the Crusade. Panel 37 will, however, present you with the chronology of the main events of this war that marked the 13th century in Occitania. Panels 38 and 39 explain in details two particular episodes of the Crusade, the capture of Opul in 1212 and the siege of Montségur, which in 1244 was to be one of the last military events. To summarize, it can be said that the Crusade lasted officially 20 years, from 1209 to 1229, and that it will be mainly the scene of terrible and bloody events. Its official purpose is to make Catharism disappear, but over time this objective will shift to the background and leave room for political, military, and especially economic considerations. The King of France, Philippe Auguste, for a long time rejected the idea of this crusade. He did not want the Pope to interfere in Occitan affairs, for the Count of Toulouse and the Vicomte Trencavel of Carcassonne were for him powerful and important vassals. But in 1208, the legate of the Pope, Pierre de Castelnau, was assassinated on the lands of the Count of Toulouse, near Saint-Gilles, in the Gard region. Facing the anger of Pope Innocent III, the King of France let it happen. He authorized the Pope to launch his call to the Crusade and his great barons to go to war. The appeal to the Pope's crusade is very strong, because he calls to come and fight against the Occitan lords, who are guilty of protecting heresy, dispossessing them of their lands and property, and substituting Catholic inhabitants for the heretics who have been eliminated. The result of the crusade is not the dismemberment of Catharism, it is a complete upheaval of Occitan society that will occur. Occitania is officially attached to the Kingdom of France, and it is therefore the King of France who will be the big winner by enlarging its territory considerably and, of course, getting richer in the process. Thus, Occitania lost its independence and all the advantages it had enjoyed before. Finally, the great crossed barons like Simon de Montfort will regain the lands of the Occitan lords. For believers and religious Cathars, it is the beginning of the clandestinity. One can no longer live its religion in broad daylight, and it is now necessary to hide, not to be arrested. Before going into the last room of the museum to evoke the Inquisition and the disappearance of Catharism, I invite you to watch the video on the Crusade in the terminal at your disposal.